Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
We have talked a lot on our weekly travel segment about visiting South Africa. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley calls Cape Town his favorite place on the planet. He's led groups there on many trips, but right now, the city faces a serious water crisis. Some news reports say Cape Town could run out of fresh water as early as mid-April. For the view from the ground, Matthew placed a Skype call to his friend and fellow guide, Brian Nell, who is in the middle of it all.
I'm just a mile away from the downtown, right behind the port, with a beautiful view of Table Mountain.
What's going on there?
Yes, well, progressively over the last few years, we've had more people arriving in the city and less planning to provide them with water. So now it's all caught up with us. When I came to Cape Town in 1990, there were 1 million people. We're now up at 4.5 million. So it's slow rainfall, and it's bad planning, and it's overpopulation to a degree. And it's caught us at the end of our dry season, so we're waiting for the rains to fall for winter.
And when would that typically start? When does the rainy season start in Cape Town?
Around about Easter, we get our first rains, and then they normally stop around the spring day, which for us is the 1st of September. That's normally our rainy season.
What do you see happening here in the next month, in the next 30 days in Cape Town?
Well, we've been very fortunate that day zero keeps getting pushed back because the citizens have really taken heed to the 2-minute shower, and they're reducing their water usage to 50 liters a day.
What is day zero? I mean, what does that mean, Brian?
That is the hypothetical day that we are supposed to run out of water. And day zero can be anything from, let's say, hypothetically, the 15th of April till a date in September.
Okay.
So it's on a sliding scale.
That's a big window.
Yes. And our rain should start at about Easter. So by the time the day zero comes around, we should have our first rainfall.
Does this mean that everyone's really kind of, they're not filling up their swimming pools, they're not watering plants, that sort of thing, if you live in Cape Town today?
Absolutely. You're restricted to 50 liters a day, so you have to put a timer on your cell phone. After 2 minutes, your timer will go off in the shower, and then you have to get out.
Wow, that's not very much water. So if anyone's planning on traveling to Cape Town, you know, what kind of advice would you offer?
The downtown and the Victorian Alfred tourist area has been prioritized, and their desalination plant kicks in next month in March.
How do they work?
They extract salt from the ocean and make it drinkable for humans. So the business district and the tourist district is the priority at the moment to keep that running. When you arrive in Cape Town, you will be advised as to the situation. So you will be told what you can and cannot do. You'll be advised how long you can shower. You'll be given the opportunity to assist us with our crisis. You'll be welcome, but you'll also be asked to share our responsibility with the water. So you will be advised.
And of course, all the sites will remain open, Brian. I mean, Robben Island, you know, where Mandela spent so many years imprisoned, Table Mountain, the Cape of Good Hope.
Well, that's an irony, Matthew, because all those attractions you've just mentioned have been running on independent water sources for years. Robben Island has had its desalination plant running for 10 years. So they're already independent of the city.
I'm just wondering, how are you personally coping with this?
I'm learning to adjust. I have learned to respect water a lot more, which is a great education. It's a great education. So we have consumed a lot less water. We've bought chemicals for our dishes so that we don't have to use as much water. We are using hand sanitizers instead of running water with soap. So good hand sanitizer. So it's a great education as well.
That's Brian Nell, a tour guide in Cape Town, South Africa, telling KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley about the water crisis in his city. They talked via Skype. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.